KQED.
Whenever you see the U.S. competing at the Olympics, you can't help but notice the diversity of our athletes. We really do represent the world in some ways. That merging of cultures is found in cities and towns throughout California, including in some surprising places. Take the small town of Kerman, just east of Fresno. Over the last decade, a wave of Punjabi immigrants from India has been changing the flavor of this mostly Latino community. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
Inside the Kerman food market, huge sacks of basmati rice and spice jars of turmeric are stacked across from the counter where Kawant Singh Brar sells hot tacos and burritos.
They call carne asada for tacos. This is rice for burrito, beans. This is for lengua, for tongue.
Brar is one of several Punjabi merchants who run Mexican grocery stores here. He says he never imagined selling cow's tongue tacos when he lived in his village in India. But it's part of adapting to Kerman's largely Mexican clientele.
I like Mexican food too. You know, I love it.
But Brar and other Punjabi Sikhs here have kept their homeland traditions too. Kerman's Sikh temple sits on a former vineyard at the edge of town. It's the Punjabi community's hub, and it's where I meet up with Kuldeep Singh Kalika, a peach farmer who was one of the first Punjabis to come to Kerman back in 1975. He found a sprawling farm on the San Joaquin River and decided to move here from L.A.
It's a neat and clean and quiet town, no crime, and good schools.
Kerman's now a town of about 13,000, small enough that many families seem to know each other. And the climate? Well, that's what seems most familiar. Sweltering summers, foggy, damp winters, and plenty of flat, rich farmland. Just like Punjab, a largely agricultural state in northwest India. Kerman has become such a popular destination for Punjabi immigrants that a newspaper editor from Punjab's capital, Chandigarh, came here to profile the town.
You know what he named Kerman? Swarg. Ditu nij basya ik shahar Kerman.
Translation? Kerman, nucleus of heaven for Punjabis. Hundreds of Punjabi families have moved to Kerman over the last two decades, and they've made their homes next door to Mexicans, working alongside them, farming or driving trucks to haul Central Valley produce. And their kids study together too.
Okay, the first word is?
Wrong.
Okay, wrong means?
The Indian community here lobbied to have Punjabi taught as a foreign language at the high school, one of just a handful of California school districts to do so.
Number six?
Munda
means?
Boy.
At Kerman High, half the students in the intro class are native Spanish speakers, like 10th grader Penelope Castoritas.
Most of my friends are Punjabi, and since I go to their house a lot, I would like to speak to their parents in Punjabi too. It's pretty fun because I could talk in Punjabi without my parents knowing what I'm saying.
Even though they make up just 12% of the population here, Punjabis are leaving a much bigger cultural and political footprint. The tiny Kerman Public Library claims to house the largest collection of Punjabi books of any public library in the nation. And Punjabis hold 2 out of 5 seats on the city council. Local leaders here estimate that in most elections, 80 to 90% of Kerman's Punjabis turn out to vote. Kuldeep Kalika says the founder of Sikhism, Guru Gobind Singh, preached the importance of democracy.
This is our culture. Take part. Unless you vote, you know, you will not be heard.
They want to get involved in their community.
Trinidad Rodriguez is the former mayor of Kerman, the only Latino mayor in the city's nearly 70-year history. Now there isn't a single Latino on the city council, despite the fact that they make up almost 2/3 of the population here.
It's a shame that actually, because being a largely Hispanic community in itself, that we don't really, truly don't get involved as much as we should.
Of course, since most Punjabi families attend the town's one temple, it's easier for them to organize politically. And it's not as hard to get a visa to come to the U.S. from India as it is from Mexico, so Punjabi immigrants have a more direct path to citizenship and the right to vote. Their kids are also more likely to go to college and leave the farm to become professionals.
41 Industrial Injury Accident.
Sunbelly Raisin at 950.
Patrolling Kerman in her police cruiser, Officer Manpreet Tiwana is part of that new generation. She's breaking the mold, especially when it comes to careers for Punjabi women.
I like working at nights, though. Graveyards is kind of fun. That's where all the good stuff happens, I guess.
She says back in India, women like her mother would never dream of tracking down car thieves in the middle of the night. But the 24-year-old Tiwana, who has a degree in dentistry and a master's in business, is one of the Kerman Police Department's latest hires. The city's making a big effort to bring on Punjabi speakers to reach the newest immigrants.
They want to tell me everything. It's not just that particular call. They want to just, because, you know, they found somebody who they can communicate with and tell all the issues to, and they just want to lay it out and tell me all the problems.
Officer Tijuana's next challenge, trying to learn Spanish so she can better serve Kerman's Mexican community when she's out on patrol. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Kerman.
Photographer Stephen Weiss traveled to Kerman to take photos of life in the Punjabi community. See a slideshow at californiareport.org.